Today I'm going to continue to preach on the grace of God. I want to talk about freedom from guilt. So many times people feel so guilty. But Jesus Christ came to take away the guilt of all of man. The guilt of the church person. The guilt of the pastors, even the guilt of the sinner. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Jesus Christ took away the sin of the whole world. And today I am here to preach about your innocence, not your guilt, but your innocence. Many times through many years we have been made guilty in church. We feel that we are not good enough. But Jesus came to take away your guilt. Amen. Let us just pray together. Father, I want to thank you that I can be here today. I thank you that I can pray for every person that is here, that his heart can be strengthened to understand the dimensions of your love. Holy Spirit, thank you that you speak through me today and that you impact every person here with your love and your grace. That every person here that has not accepted Jesus can accept their freedom and what you've done for them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
The Bible says in John chapter 1, as many as received Jesus, he has given the right to be called the sons of God. These are those that believe in his name. Now the Bible talks about the name of Jesus. What does the name of Jesus mean? The Bible says that God told Joseph to name Jesus, to call him Jesus. Because he will save his people from their sins. So Jesus means freedom from sin. So when we believe in the name of Jesus, we believe that he has removed the whole sin of the whole world. I'm here to declare to you tonight, Jesus did not only forgive the sin of the church, but that the whole world is forgiven before Jesus. Because the Bible says that God loved the whole world, talking about the sinners, and he gave his son for the sinner, and Jesus came to remove the sin of the world, not the church but the whole world, so that we can preach to the whole world today that God is not angry with any man, that God has never been angry with any man, but that he wanted to separate sin from man so that man will not feel guilty anymore, because guilt separates people. And what separates people from God today is the guilt in their heart. If you can know you are forgiven, you will not be afraid of God, but you will go to God and you can receive his love. I want to use an analogy I used earlier today. Imagine you have a friend. He borrows 200 rand from you. And he says he will give it on Tuesday. Tuesday comes and Tuesday goes. But he does not give you 200 rand. Now you find your 200 rand is gone. When you phone your friend, he does not pick up his phone. Why? He's guilty.
Huh?
Your friend was visiting you every day, drinking tea at your house. Now you cannot see him anymore. Why? He feels guilty. But let's say you're a very rich person. You think, the 200 rand is nothing. The friendship is more important than 200 rand. So you don't even worry about the 200. So now you are going to go to a business trip to Johannesburg. And you are going to fly from George to Johannesburg. In Johannesburg, you're going to stay in a big hotel. And you don't want to go alone. You think 1 week away from home is alone, too lonely. So I want somebody to go with me. You think of your friend, the one that owes the 200. You think he's a very friendly guy. Let me ask him to come with me. You phone him. He does not pick up the phone. Why? Because of the 200. He's guilty. You have already forgiven him. From your side, there's no trouble. But he feels guilty. You go to his house. When you stop your vehicle, he runs out the back door. You ask his wife, where's my friend? You say, he's very busy today. He's not at home. You tell him, I want to take him with me on a business trip to Johannesburg. I will pay for his ticket. I'll pay for his hotel. I wanted to tell him I'm leaving next week. Hey, now the wife comes. He tells the husband, you know what your friend said? He says he wants to take you on a business trip. You are going to sit there in One Time Airways. They're going to serve you with food there. You're going to live in a big hotel. But you must go to him. It's a problem now. I can have such a big gift for free, but the 200 rand is separating me from my gift. You see, guilt can keep you away from something that is for free. You know, when Adam sinned, guilt came to every man. Every person was born in guilt. But 2,000 years ago, there came a man with a name Jesus to save people from their guilt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God made a big promise. He says, I promise you the Holy Spirit. I promise you my quality of life. I give you eternal life. I promise you the kingdom. I give you my life. That is the promise. But guilt keeps people away from God because they want to work for God too hard. They think that God is here to make slaves. We are not God's slaves. We are not God's servants. We are the children of God. He is our Father. And Satan came to brought, and he brought guilt to man. But Jesus Christ came, took away the sin of the whole world, so that no man can be guilty before God. And today, I'm declaring to every sinner here today, every man that can hear my voice in the houses, I'm here to declare to you today, you are not guilty before God, because Jesus took away the sin of the whole world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when you hear the name Jesus, many people run out the back door because they feel so guilty before God. No, God is your friend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what will help the brother that owes the 200 rand? If somebody can come with good news and say, you know, I've got good news for you. That 200 rand, your friend has forgiven you. You know what he will do? He will run to the friend and he will say, I'm going with you to Johannesburg. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want to use another analogy. You know, many of us, we want the big TV. Flat screen. 42-inch. High definition. Who wants one? You see, even my hand is there. I also want one. I don't have one. I want one. So, imagine you go to Kloppers. You know Kloppers?
Huh?
Or Lewis stores. You know Lewis?
Who are you, Lewis?
You go to Lewis stores.
Lewis.
You see that Lewis stores? There is a TV there for 6,999. But they've got it on a promotion. It's 4,999.
They say
4.9. Plus, they say you only have to pay 200 a month.
Well, so 200.
No deposit.
Who get a deposit?
Ah. You are feeling the Holy Spirit is telling you, I must buy the TV. Eh? You go there with your wife. You sign the paper. You pay your first 200. You take your TV home. You are very happy. Huh? You sit in front of the TV like a big boss. You're watching Bafana Bafana. You're enjoying. You are calling your friends. Come watch my TV. Hey, everybody's happy. You pay the first month. In the second month, you don't have 200. Now you're not paying the 200. You go to the mailbox. You find a letter from Lewis. What is that letter saying? We want your money. But you know, when you went to Lewis, that time when the promotion was there, it was a very big promotion. They said, if you have a lucky number, you can even get a DVD player. HD DVD player. For free. If you have the lucky number. So you don't know if you have the lucky number. You forget about it. Because all these competitions, you know, you never win. You're just watching your TV. You get the letter from Lewis. You're not even thinking of lucky number. You know the 200 is in your mind. You tell your wife, I am not reading the letter. This is a message of condemnation. It's going to condemn me. It wants my television. I'm throwing the letter away. Let them come to my house. I love my TV. Mm. 1 week later, a phone call from Lewis. You say, hello. They say, it is Lewis Stores here. You say, hello, hello. I'm getting bad signal, bad signal, bad signal. Bye. You see the number come again. You know it's Lewis. You kill it. You go to your wife. You say, I'm in trouble. Lewis Stores. They want this TV bad. They phoned me. So you find next week somebody knocking at the door. Hello, I am from Lewis. Yes. Sir, we send you a letter. We tried to phone. And I've got news for you. You are the winner of the DVD player. We cannot get a hold of you. You are very difficult to get hold of. We can get hold of the president, but we cannot get hold of you. The man says, okay, I will come. Now he says to his wife, you know, when I go to Lewis, they go in that computer. They're going to say there, I owe 200. And then I even lost the gift. And I don't have 200. You know what will be a good news? If your brother comes to you and say, hey, my friend, I see that you love your TV. That month you could not pay. I have already paid for you. You are not guilty. You are innocent. What will that message of innocence do? It will give you power to go to Lewis to get your DVD player. Hallelujah!
Amen.
So I want to tell you today, there is a God in heaven that is not ashamed of you. And there is a devil that wants to tell you you are guilty so that you can go away from God. God is promising you eternal life. He's promising you freedom from bondage, healing from your sickness, provision of peace. He promised you a good relationship with Him. He even promised you the Holy Spirit. A brand new life. Freedom from bondage. Peace in your heart. He even promises you that when you die, one day you will rise from the dead. And you'll have an immortal body living with Jesus on the earth forevermore. That is the promise of God. But our guilt keeps us away from God. You know, when you feel guilty, I can make you my slave.
Huh?
When you feel guilty, I can make you my slave. You know, when the wife feels guilty to the husband, you find the wife will do a lot of good things for the husband because she feels guilty. Huh? If you owe your friend money and you cannot pay him, You find you will polish his shoes. Why? Because you feel guilty. So what the devil does, he doesn't want you to know that Jesus already took away your sin. He wants to tell you, if you work very hard for God, then God will forgive you. Pray every day, then God will forgive you. Pay your tithes, then God will forgive you. Go to church every Sunday, then God will forgive you. It is a lie. It is a lie. You are forgiven already. Jesus paid for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus paid for you. I want to end my message. You know, one day Jesus was walking.
Yes, yeah, I'm banging you meaning.
And John the Baptist saw Jesus walking. He said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the whole world. And John was baptizing sinners. Now remember, when John was baptizing, the baptism was that of a sinner. You had to be a sinner to be baptized by John. But Jesus was not a sinner. He was holy. So Jesus came. He came to John. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the whole world. Let's say this bag. Let's say it is sin. This red, it talks about your sin. Okay. This is the sin. People came, they confessed their sins at the baptism of John. And they were confessing sin. But Jesus Christ came. He had no sin. He came to John. He said, John, baptize me. John said, I cannot baptize you. You need to baptize me. This is the baptism of sinners. Jesus said, baptize me so that we can fulfill all righteousness. So Jesus was baptized by John. Baptize me, brother. And when Jesus was baptized into the river, he took the sin of the whole world onto him. And he was carrying the sin of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he was walking with the sin of the whole world. When he saw a sick man, he says, hey, I want to tell you, your sins has been taken from you. You are forgiven. The people say, hey, how can Jesus say they are for? He's forgiven. Because Jesus was baptized into the sin of the whole world. The Lamb of God carrying the sin of the whole world. He went to a woman that was caught in the act of adultery. He says, I cannot condemn you. Why? Because her sins was now on him. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And that sin was not only the sin of those people. It was the sin of every man that must still be born. Glory to God. And Jesus walked with that sin. And he told all the sick people, you think your sin makes you sick, but I want to tell you, you are forgiven. You can be healed now. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And then when Jesus went to the cross, and when he died, the sin of the whole world died. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he was raised again without sin. And he's a human being. Jesus was there for you. He obeys for you. He carried the sin for you. He died for you. He is speaking for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Come here, my brother. So what happens? I want to explain how God speaks for you. You know, at my house, I've got a big bull dog there. You know a big dog? A big thing,
man.
The dog can bite. If he bites you, you're going to have pain. Because it's a bull dog. He's very, he looks very soft. But when he barks, you hear there's power there. So that dog, when he sleeps at the gate, he's just sleeping. While he sleeps, he is speaking. You know what he says? Every thief that goes past the house, he is talking to the thief. He says, watch out. Here is trouble here at this house. The dog cannot even speak Afrikaans or English. But he can speak to every human. Because that dog is the security there. He is speaking. But in heaven, there is a human being. His name is Jesus. He is not guilty. He is innocent. He is the president of all people. And he speaks for you. When you look at Jesus, you see blessedness. You see no guilt. You see innocence. It is God's voice about you. In the beginning, when we look at Adam, we saw ourselves. But that time has passed. It's like the old South Africa. It is past now. We are in a new South Africa. Even in the kingdom of God, there was the old way, looking at Adam, where we were separated from God. But Jesus does not spell separation, it spells joint with God. You are innocent before God. There's no guilt for you. And God is saying, if you can believe this, you'll be saved. It's like the man, if he can believe that his brother paid Louis Stores, he'll be saved from guilt and he will receive the gift. If you can believe what Jesus has done, today you'll be saved from your guilt, from the power of sin, and you'll receive eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's clap our hands for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I want to give you an opportunity to say, I believe. So let us close our eyes and we are going to pray together. Before we pray, I want you to ask you a question. If you are here today and you are saying, I receive my innocence. I want to receive my innocence. I want to make use of my innocence. I take my innocence as the only truth. If you want to say, Adam is not my Lord, but Jesus is my Lord, and you want to receive Jesus, please put up your hand. Just put up your hand. Hallelujah. I want everybody that has put up their hands, please, to come forward here, and I'm going to pray with you. Just come right to the front here, and I'm going to pray with you that you can respond to your innocence and believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If there's anybody else, maybe you're a young person here, the kingdom of God is not about trying to change you. It's about you receiving the life of God. Just come. You are loved by God. Come, 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 come. This is your time. This is a time when you say, Adam is not my Lord, Jesus is my Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to follow my interpreter in prayer here, please. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to lead you in a prayer wherein you acknowledge the Lordship of Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want you to pray these words. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for taking away my sin. I declare you as my Lord. The life of guilt has passed away. I receive my forgiveness. I don't believe the lie of guilt anymore. Today I'm born from your love. I'm valuable to you. I'm loved by you. I am made innocent. I receive eternal life. I make use of freedom from bondage of sins. I'm a free person. Thank you, Jesus. I receive the Holy Spirit. I am made brand new. I am made brand new. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's clap our hands for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.